The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Since we're on the subject of the president, let's talk about the hotel that bears his name. So a guy had guns. Do you know more about this?
Well, I just know that. So I read this, and so it was in the a guy got busted. He checked into the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Checked in, and apparently somebody saw that he had it looked like an AR-15, or it just said an assault rifle, whatever the heck that means.
Right.
But it said they saw that in the back of his car, parked, and someone alerted to it, and they found that he had a Glock 23, I think. He had a
that's a 9mm rifle. Is it 23 the 9mm?
Glock 20, I think there's two different variants of it.
Okay.
A 40 and something else.
All right. And 90 rounds of ammunition.
Which is not a lot. I mean, they put that on there, like, right. 90 rounds! It's like he was going to go fight a war.
50 in a box, right?
Something like that.
A couple of boxes.
This wasn't even a full two boxes.
Right.
This
is not a lot. This is literally what you would take to go to the range with. So this is not a lot, but I guess I saw this and everyone's freaking out, like, oh my gosh, what was he going to do? And maybe, maybe not, but I don't understand why just having a couple of guns, he's stupid because he didn't know the gun laws in D.C.
Threatening remarks.
But just having the weapons in there, I mean, that all of a sudden makes you a criminal, you know.
Okay, so what were the threatening remarks?
He was carrying, well, they won't say what the threatening remarks were, but he was carrying a pistol without a license. So, I mean, technically they could charge him, you know.
But in a lot of countries, having a pistol in your vehicle is not against the law.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but that's why you need to check the state laws where you are.
Totally agreed. Yeah, totally agreed. And if you can't follow the gun laws, then you're just asking to break the
Absolutely.
Law, you know, and go to jail. But I don't know. It's just
this guy's not smart.
Maybe it was just
best.
An illegal gun. So it was not actually illegal or a crime to have it. It was just in there illegally, like we have illegal immigrants that aren't actually committing a crime. They're not actually here illegally. It's just kind of
they're
there.
Just right there.
Maybe.
I can almost see the arm stretching to that. That almost makes sense.
I don't know. When I saw this, I was just, the first thing was like, it could have been something bad. This could have, again, had, he could have had bad intentions. Only with 90 rounds of ammunition, you're not thinking like you're going to do that much damage, really. I mean, that's not a lot for...
Well, the thing
are
about
they making a big deal because it was a Trump hotel?
That's a good question.
Is that the big deal?
And if they're going to mention threatening remarks, at least, because that sounds to me like, well, he was making threatening remarks.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, exactly. And they wouldn't say who they're directed at, and not defending the guy, but
by the
same token,
and when I'm in my car, I make threatening remarks all the time.
Can you have a rifle? I know, right? Most of them are aimed at other drivers.
Turn!
Yeah. Some of them are Keith.
I just think that most of these stories, they're like overblown, like if they have a weapon, you know, like all these like liberal media outlets, like, oh my gosh, there were guns there. So
but
what?
In D.C., have a rifle?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No,
yeah,
so that's
illegal.
But he could have just been stupid. Yeah, it's very, very possible. The guy was just stupid. Mm-hmm. Or he was driving from, you know, West Virginia, you know what I mean? He's like, hey.
I think this might be one of those stories where we don't have, well, I think it is, we don't have the full story. We don't know because there, you know, so there's a lot of conjecture then. Mm-hmm. And
which
who
is
knows?
Why I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, Carrie.
You know what I'm giving him?
He's
covfefe.
Probably a really
covfefe.
Good dancer. And a healthy dose of covfefe. That's absolutely right. I think that's, you never know.
I think before I, you know, I just want to make clear that I think that he could have been up to something, you know, no good.
Right.
There could have been some sinister thought motives here.
Right.
But I think that we are just, the media way overblows firearms in general. And
no.
So way overblows it. And I mean, I'm just saying, like, I could see myself accidentally driving through a state thinking that I had reciprocity in that state and then getting, you know, getting in trouble
for it. You just can't run higgledy-piggledy headlong into these things.
Yeah.
Mention of higgledy-piggledy today.
Running higgledy-piggledy.
I know, right? Watch your coffee.
Do you run them up?
Your coffee is showing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, that happens.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.